This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at allbook-books.com. This week I'm featuring an article that's on one of my favorite native news sites, Censored News, which is run by Brenda Norrell. And the title is What the Interior Secretary Failed to Tell the UN Forum for Indigenous Peoples Today. This was April 17th. And the UN Forum going on in Manhattan. Now the reason, along with the reason to raise awareness, is the reason that this article is a excellent example of all the news that doesn't get print, that doesn't get printed or posted, and how, whether through media, big corporations, or the government, this is deliberate. This is a deliberate effort to dumb you down, out of sight, out of mind. Then you have nothing to talk about, no talking point about this. So here's the basically. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, H-A-A-L-A-N-D, did not mention during her address at the UN two things. This is what the article highlights. Two things. The Willow Project, in which President, here's from another article, President Biden approved an $8 billion oil drilling project in Alaska that would generate tons of carbon emissions over 30 years. All that despite the talk about changing the climate, which again just proves their people are completely full of you know what. So the oil drilling by ConocoPhillips. Now, what's in the Arctic? Oh, I wonder what could be in the Arctic. Polar bears and caribou and ice and water. So that is a major concern there. The other one is the lithium mining that have already started destroying the sacred burial sites near Thacker Pass, and where the Paiute massacre site, which is a threat to every living being there. So this is very curious, or not so curious, if you're hip to the tune, which is that here is the Interior Secretary. She's a native, and she's from the Laguna Pueblo. So there was a lot of a fanfare when she was became the Interior Secretary, and I have not followed her entire activity, her record, so I'm sure she has done some good things and raised some awareness about Native peoples and about protecting the land and the air and the water. However, how curious that she would not mention those things. Those are two of the most essential things, and the contradiction, the hypocriticalness is just built into that, because the lithium is mostly for the electric vehicles, which is one of the biggest scams going, and you can read more about that at Protect Thacker Pass, their Facebook page, their website, and Deep Green Resistance news site. The electric vehicles is one of the biggest scams going, and meanwhile, they're saying that that's the future, but then they're investing in the oil. So the whole thing is just—it's just the ongoing greed. And part of the electric vehicle scam, I'm gonna find out more because I just got a book, which is an excellent follow-up to the Cobalt Red. This is called "The Rare Metals War: The Dark Side of Clean Energy and Digital Technologies" by French guy Guillaume Pitron. So that'll be a future book review. So I titled this "The Lipsticked Pig Evasion," which has no reference to do with any insult to Deb Haaland, and no offense to pigs, who are a beautiful animal. But the point is the phrase "putting lipstick on a pig." So the whole idea of her avoiding mentioning two of the most essential, or at least two super essential areas for potential protection of the land, air, and water, or destruction: the lithium mining in Nevada, Protect Thacker Pass, Behemoth, and the Arctic, the Willow Project in the Arctic. So those are being evaded. So that's why I call this the lipsticked pig evasion to get your attention, maybe. And if you're interested in a PDF, I have a PDF. It's called Are Electric Cars a Solution? This is from the Protect Thacker Pass people, and it gives all kinds of reasons why having to do with the mining, how much minerals and metals go into the cars, far more than fossil fuel car, the processing, the recycling of batteries, the water it takes, the human rights or lack thereof. It's a good PDF to tell you why, give you reasons why electric cars are not a solution. Now, something else that is very much overlooked, so I'm going to mention that too, and I'm going to plug my recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, Inside Looking Out, because it has an essential bit that gets overlooked. When Deb Haaland was sworn in to be the Interior Secretary, as a Native woman, she put her hand on a Bible, because that's the way to get into the government. And I noticed that, and some other people I know noticed that too. And I found that very odd, and it was a major sign. So while a lot of people are, again, focusing on the person, the identity that she represents, Native people, what she's doing, good things she's doing, but the overlooking is overlooking one of the root causes of all this stuff, and that is, and this is not an offense to people's religious beliefs or their appreciation of the Bible. There are certain things in the Bible I appreciate. I am talking about the Bible as used as a tool for corporate government abuse of the earth. It's just, you know, that kind of thing. And in my book, there's a large section of my book. Various examples. 1663, printed by Samuel Green and Marmaduke Johnson. The Holy Bible containing the Old Testament and the New. And it says right there on the cover, this was in New England, it says right there on the cover, Corporation in England for the Propagation of the Gospel Amongst the Indians in New England. So from thenceforward, I call it the Holy Corporate Bible. This is the opposite of the separation of church and state. Corporation and Bible, right there on the cover. Old Testament, Holy Bible, Corporation, right there. That's in 1663, and it's still going on. It hasn't changed. They're still swearing on the Bible so that then they can go not talk about certain things and or commit various atrocities that are disrespectful of living beings, to put it quite simply. Now, this was also, I put this in the book because this was a significant news story back in 2019. The coup in Bolivia. And there was an article they wrote, with a Bible in one hand and a national flag in the other, Camacho bowed his head in prayer above the presidential seal, fulfilling his vow to purge his country's native heritage from government and return God to the burned palace. And he said, this is like heretical, no pun intended, Pachamama, that's Andean word for the earth, Mother Earth, or the Cosmo Earth vision. Pachamama will never return to the palace, declared the pastor to his side, referring to the Andean mother spirit. Bolivia belongs to Christ. Right-wing Senator Jeanine Añez declared herself president in front of an empty Congress on November 12th. She celebrated entering the office holding a massive Bible. The Bible has returned to the government palace. According to Evo Morales, the former president of Bolivia, the coup against him was a lithium coup. The coup came a week after Morales had nationalized lithium. And then I wrote, a similar pattern of supremacist control freak behavior barged through the gates of Turtle Island over 500 years ago, attempting to eliminate the native peoples and rule with the Holy Corporation, Bible, and a flag, all signaling open for business. The triple combo made for theofascism, corporate and state control, abetted by extremist religiots. Time does not change psychology. Consciousness must change. So that's why a good chunk of my book, my recent book, is about the religious, the way the book culture and the Bible was brought to this land and forced, and how that consciousness is not just history, it's still is a form of mind control and is still adversely affecting the, you know, what's going on in the quote environment when you have nobody is gonna call me if you see a news report highlighting that Deb Haaland swore on a Bible. I will bet you you're not gonna see that. So is that the reason she's doing what she's doing? I don't know, but that was a root example and a warning sign, a major warning sign. So I could rant on and on, but I'll keep it pretty simple. Try to keep up with these stories and do what you can. I'll wrap it up with a joke I heard a while ago. I think it was David Brenner, a comedian. He was telling, and I have to paraphrase because I barely remember it, but I remember the gist. He was telling a joke about people being out in the camping somewhere, maybe in a hut or whatever, and there was mosquitoes making noise, and somebody said to someone, "Oh, don't worry about the noise. The ones that make the noise are not the ones that bite." So that was the punchline, that that you had to actually be concerned about what the silence and what you couldn't hear. So that's my joke to give you a metaphor for what you need to be concerned about and what is of major concern now, not just in the news but all over the place, is what is not being talked about, what is left out, often called the sins of omission. In this case, I'll call it the sinister of omission, because what is going on is sinister when you can potentially have oil ruining the Arctic waterways, when you have the mining that is already begun to, but it's not a done deal, destroy sacred native lands and all the critters that live there, all for greed and money. That is the silent mosquito, or whatever you call it. So thanks again to Censored News for posting that article. And there's more, there's further report about the UN that also very troubling, the treatment of indigenous people around the world in order to get various resources. So I encourage you to read up on that. And one thing to add is that this can be summed up with the word distract. The root of dis, away from, and tract of land or water. So by not mentioning certain things, essential things in the news or elsewhere, and mentioning other things that do not care for the land and the water, that take your consciousness away from the land and water, that's what it means to distract. So all those side news stories may be of interest, maybe something to them in some regard that's helpful, but I'm talking about the big picture, and the gists is that the omissions are a distraction, and that the bulk of the news and other book culture knowledge is a distraction if it is not caring for the land and the water, if it is taking one's attention away from tracts of land and water. And of course there's the air and all the critters and on, but at least the word distract is a pivotal focus point for where one spends one's time, where one puts one's attention and one's consciousness, because that manifests into what's important, what becomes important or not important in the physical world, and where one's attention goes. So you can help by more attention to land and water. Those are the essences, some of the key life givers, life-giving energies from those beings. And another ad, an article titled "Holland Defends Willow, Says UN Won't End Oil Drilling." So, didn't know what she said till I happened to see this article. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland defended her department's approval of the contentious Willow Oil Project on Friday, saying that despite Joe Biden's campaign promise to end new drilling on federal lands, quote, "we're not going to turn the faucet off and say we're not drilling anymore." Wow. That's like she's saying they're going against Joe Biden's promise. So, okay, so now she's supports a liar. Okay, and then it gets even more amazing. Haaland said the Biden administration is, quote, "following the science and the law when it comes to everything we do, and that includes gas and oil," end quote, leases considered by her agency, which oversees U.S. public lands and waters. So again, I note the difference of the science and the law, that this is a Native woman saying nothing about the natural law and the spirit. So thanks for listening and be well.